This week's parsha is called Ki Tavo, or Ki Tavo L'Aretz, when you come to the land. The land of Israel is a major topic, as it has been for most of the book of Devarim. The end of the parsha talks about all kinds of terrible things, rebuke, for the Jews if they don't follow the word of God and what can happen and how they can leave the land, be exiled from the land. The beginning of the parsha gives us a commandment. Ki Tavo L'Aretz, when you come to the land, this is the commandment you're supposed to do. It tells us how we identify the first fruits, we bring them to Jerusalem, and we celebrate in front of God. And the text tells us about a particular text that we should be saying. What we're told to do is to put this into some kind of historical context. We thank God for the land. We thank God for taking us out of Egypt. We thank God for setting us free. And the goal of all this is happiness. Now, if we move back a little bit and just begin to think a little bit, on the one hand, we can say, you know, why do we need context? Why can't I just live in the present? Well, apparently, context is quite important. But maybe something deeper over here, which is identified by a number of the more mystical thinkers. And that is to note that all the way back in the very dawn of history, man sinned when it came to first fruits, or man sinned with the very first fruit. God commanded to eat from the trees, but not to eat from one particular tree. And of course, that's what we did. As a matter of fact, it goes a little bit further. When the serpent is trying to somehow corrupt Eve and to get her to eat from the fruit, he says, because God knows that when you eat from this fruit, you'll be like God. And that's intriguing. A couple of weeks ago, we read a verse, again, which spoke about needing to have God in our lives and needing to thank God for the good that happens. It noted how the land of Israel is a land which needs rain, and the farmer needs, as it were, to lift his head up heavenward and to thank God and to ask for that rain. And what we need to stay away from is something which is described as a feeling of kochi v'otzim yadi etasa d'chayel hazeh, that it was my strength which created all of this. The fear is the self-made man who then worships his creator. But if we think about it, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Man was fooled into thinking that he can be like God. He can't be like God. We need to remember the relationship, which means living in the land of Israel requires us to be in touch with this relationship. We plant, God brings the rain, and we thank God. But not only do we thank God for the entire story. We think back. We think of the context. We think about how we got to where we are today. We think about how we were exiled and we came back. Since the story of the Jewish people is very much a story of exile and return and exile and return and exile and return. Other people do not know of exile and return. Other people perhaps have dreamed of return. But for the Jewish people, returning has been part of our destiny. And it's part of our history. Which means it could be the rest of the world was surprised when we came back. But we've been praying about it at least 3 times a day. We've been mentioning it every time we eat food. Which means it wasn't just the first fruit that when we eat that, we recognize God's existence. So every time we have a meal, we talked about Israel. We talked about Jerusalem. We talked about the day that God would have compassion and bring us back.